Vic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Today's therapy session, I want to talk about those normal things that are completely terrifying. There's a lot. Don't judge. You know, there's one thing that evokes so much emotion in me, and it's become such a normal thing these days, is private number phone calls. My heart literally skips a beat, and it sinks into my stomach. I mean, I have nothing to hide. All my bills are paid, but for some reason, I get a mild panic attack whenever a private number calls. And the list goes on. When someone asks me if they can ask me a question before they actually ask the question, or we need to talk, a million scenarios run through my head and it just completely scares me. Another thing is boom gates at a mall or any kind of business. When you enter and they have those spikes and the robot or that light goes green for you to enter, I always hesitate because I'm like, there could be a malfunction. I could puncture the tires. It really gets me going. Also, confrontation. Don't ask me to stand up for myself. I want to run in the opposite direction. So today on 061-792-9495, we want to hear from you. What is something completely normal that scares you? Tandilwoto actually told me something interesting earlier, and I'll tell you about that in the next few as well. Nishara sent us a text, 061-792-9495. She says, listen, Vic, the thing that scares me the most is driving behind a truck loaded with logs or poles or metal sheets, thanks to the movie Final Destination.
Yes, thanks to that movie. Actually, I have issues with that as well.
Any vehicle with a load on it, I change lanes immediately. You've got something quite bizarre.
For me, sleeping alone in the house. Not necessarily sleeping alone, but just in the house.
I get that. I mean, and sleeping alone is a normal thing because some of us live alone and not all of us are lucky enough to have bays like you have someone there. So what happens if he goes away in business? You won't stay in the house?
You know what I do? I always end up being on like TikTok for like hours until like 10 o'clock in the evening, or watch a random movie and fall asleep, and that's how I cope.
Oh, damn. Okay, hit us up. 061-792-9495.
Hey, my name is Amanda. God, what scares me is when I have to go to a person's home and there's like parents, and then you must have that like, you know, adult conversation of which I don't know how to deal with it, especially as Lalim. Yo, I can't deal with like old people's conversations.
Old people conversations. Amanda, you know, you're talking about that eye contact. Or actually just having like to force a conversation with someone.
Hello, East Coast Radio. This is Luca. One thing that's absolutely normal that scares me is the male species. Men.
I don't blame you.
And people. Those are two things that scare me so, so much. It scares me like crazy. Thank you. Love you all.
Inconsciently sent us a text saying, every time a car passes under the bridge, I always think that it will collapse and we will make news. Another one that came through from, I think it's Nadia. Nadia says, Vic, something completely normal that absolutely scares me. Porcelain dolls. Nadia, listen, let's be real here. Porcelain dolls are not normal. Have you seen those things?
Hey, Vic. You're speaking to Abby. Well, the thing that scares me the most is when I go to purchase something and I'm at the counter and I'm about to swipe my card. Even though I know I have money in my account, sometimes you can just never know when it's going to say declined. And then it's so embarrassing that you're at the front, you're ready to pay, there's people behind you, and it's declined. I mean, for some strange reason, sometimes even the network is bad. It declines. And
I feel that a lot. And sometimes also you're just confident, you're not sure what the balance is, but you're going to go ahead and swipe anyway. I love that.
East Coast Radio, this is Gosnati here in Durban. You know what scares me is to date a lady who is an ex-girlfriend of a blesser. You know, it really, really scares me because I got to believe that she is so sophisticated. She knows everything. I got nothing to surprise her.
No, you must respect yourself. You have a lot to offer. Afternoon, Bianca.
Hi, Vic. How are you?
I'm very good. Firstly, thank you for teaching me. I just kind of assume that someone is from Durban when they call East Coast Radio. I'm like, Bianca, where in Durban are you from? Bianca's like, I'm from Cockstead. I'm like, ooh, where's that? It's in KZN. I had no idea. I learned something new today. I love that.
Yes.
All right. So, Bianca, what's that normal thing that completely scares you?
Okay. The one thing that really gets to me is if there's a sports event or a like prize giving and I have to walk into the crowd, it just gives me such a chill up my back to walk in there.
So, wait. So, you're not like where you like the last person and you enter a crowded room or situation. It's like where you actually have to present yourself to the crowd.
No, not even to talk or anything. Just to walk into there.
Yes, I know what you mean. I hate being like the last person at a big event, like where there's a crowd of people and you're the last person to walk in a room full of people. Even when you're having dinner and you don't know really anyone at the table and you're the last one there. That scares me too. Bianca, thanks for sharing. Have an awesome Wednesday. It's a Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday. Okay. And maybe I'll be visiting Cockstead sometime, okay?
Hopefully.
Bye. All right. Thanks for playing along. ECR Newswatch coming up in the next few.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.